Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 20th of February, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 to 12. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are convinced of better things in your case. The things that have to do with salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Today's article, titled God Sees Us, was written by Chris Whale. A 19th century Scottish explorer was the first Westerner to witness the smoke that thunders. Staring in awe at this mighty torrent of water, he renamed it Victoria Falls. David Livingstone wasn't just an explorer, but a missionary in Africa. He spent many years sharing his faith and fighting against slavery, writing in a letter he sent back home that the gospel is the power of God to bring real change. Like the thunderous impact of standing before Victoria Falls, we might be a bit awestruck by heroes of the faith such as Livingstone. In fact, they can leave us wondering, but what if my life is quiet rather than dynamic? What if my serving is unseen? The letter of Hebrews encourages us with the promise that God will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. God sees and remembers everything done in his name. This truth can spur us on to show this same diligence to the very end in everything that we do, whether it feels dynamic or not. To work meaningfully, we don't need to preach to multitudes, free prisoners, or discover new lands. No matter what acts of service we do today, let's imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Everything done in Jesus' name is seen and celebrated in heaven. Let's pray. Loving God, my service to you is far from perfect, but I also know that you see and value me. Thank you for equipping me to serve. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adi Inka, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.